Allergy, mental obsession, and recovery from heroin addiction. Faith is not always a positive force for good in our personalities. The things we choose to believe can destroy us. The mental obsession of heroin creates in the heroin addict a self-destructive belief structure. Its beliefs become the heroin addict's motivation and enable the excuse-making that keeps the heroin addiction active long past the beginning of heroin addiction-related problems. Heroin addicts are born with a physical sensitivity to heroin. We call it an allergy. One aspect of an allergy is sensitivity to the allergen. Some allergics are sensitive when very young, and it's easy to say they were born with it because there was never a time when they were not sensitive. Others become obviously sensitive later in life. In both cases, the sensitivity increases with time and exposure. Those who become sensitive later might think it began with exposure, but they were probably born with the tendency to become sensitive. The place where misunderstanding begins with calling heroin addiction an allergy is the type of reaction. Those allergic to pollen or types of food experience painful symptoms, and this naturally motivates them to avoid the allergic substance. With heroin, the part of the body affected is the brain, and the effect is pleasurable. Other allergies create thoughts of aversion, and one's brain thinks how to avoid exposure. Heroin creates pleasure in the brain. This reaction in the brain creates thoughts of how to get more. Those born without sensitivity to heroin experience pleasure, but not at the same level. Exposure does not create or increase compulsion in their personalities. The mental result of most allergies is repulsion, to clean it off and stay away from the allergen. The mental result of the heroin allergy is compulsion. The brain says, give me more, and when can I do this again? This compulsion reaction creates in the personality of the heroin addict a mental obsession for heroin. Once activated by exposure to heroin, there is in the heroin addict's mind an obsession that generates endless reasons to and excuses for using heroin. Heroin addiction is progressive in several ways. Sensitivity increases over time with exposure, and heroin addiction spirals out of control. The more the heroin addict uses, the more the heroin addict wants to use, because use increases sensitivity. This makes the mental obsession stronger. If reality steps in, the mental obsession is always there with an excuse, and excuses, once accepted, double as reasons. The brain, being actively drugged and or programmed to desire heroin, often believes the excuses provided by the mental obsession. Belief motivates action. The excuse-making part of the mental obsession is what creates in the personality of the heroin addict belief structure. Belief structures of various kinds operate in all of our personalities. Personality is just an overall belief structure, and the heroin addict belief structure is a fully integrated part of the heroin addict's personality. One must remember that to be believed, a thing need not be true. If it serves a purpose, the mind tends to make a thing acceptable. The rational mind may know it is false, but accept an excuse because the belief serves a purpose. There's a lot of this type of belief in the personality of heroin addicts. It is the alternative reality of heroin addiction. The heroin addict's better angels know the heroin addiction lies, but that is not sufficient to break the mental obsession's trap. The heroin addict, mentally speaking, lives in an alternative reality. Psychologists call this maladjustment. Life comes with trouble, even when one is well-adjusted to reality. But the heroin addict's maladjustment becomes a source of an extra dose of trouble. The heroin addict considers this very unfair, and this increases dependence on the beliefs of the heroin addict alternative reality. Heroin addicts don't suddenly decide to stop using because an extra dose of trouble comes their way. The mental obsession turns the sense of unfairness, the stress of the trouble, and the trouble itself into both reasons to use and excuses for doing so. A non-heroin addict sees the trouble as one good reason to stop using, but the heroin addict sees the trouble as several good reasons to use more. Resentment of unfairness fuels a motivation to use heroin harder. Trouble will be part of how those heroin addicts who get well find recovery. But when heroin addiction is active, trouble tends to increase use of and dependence on heroin. Troubling experiences drive the heroin addict further into alternative reality, and increased using intensifies the strengthening of the mental obsession. The heroin addict's day-to-day life is just a living hell, downward spiraling to some kind of bad ending. Some heroin addicts do recover from this hopeless condition. If you admit that you are a heroin addict and clearly see the mental obsession turning things into excuses for and reasons to use heroin, if you admit this has made your life unmanageable, then you may want to take part in the solution we have found. We are just like you, except that we have found a solution for our heroin addiction and want to help you find a solution for your heroin addiction. Talk to a Heroin Anonymous sponsor about recovery from heroin addiction. Attend Heroin Anonymous meetings as often as you can and do as your sponsor suggests. The Fellowship of Heroin Anonymous exists to help you find and enjoy recovery from heroin addiction. Keeping company with and making friends of other people like you dedicated to not using heroin is vital for recovery. Heroin addicts adrift in the world without the support and friendship of other sober heroin addicts use again. This is one of heroin addiction's obvious realities. Your chances of recovering from heroin addiction alone are not good, as your experience up till now likely proves. The program of Heroin Anonymous can break the spell of the mental obsession. Life-saving truth is much stronger than the lies of the mental obsession. A beginning can be made simply by believing what you see with your own eyes. We are heroin addicts just like you who are broken free from the trap of heroin addiction. Simply believe the solution we have found can work for you. Desire sobriety and be willing to try the solution we have found. For now, just believe in Heroin Anonymous. That can be your higher power. In my opinion, it is a higher power active in the life and beliefs of everyone who recovers from Heroin Anonymous. Those who believe in God believe in Heroin Anonymous also. I think few of them, if any, would disagree with that thought. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over heroin, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Get a Heroin Anonymous sponsor, attend meetings, participate in the fellowship, and take the steps with your sponsor's help. Alone we die, together we recover.